Storm damage? Call Lakeside Roofing. We've got you covered. Beware of fly-by-night storm chasers. Lakeside Roofing is family-owned and operated, serving Greater St. Louis for more than 40 years. We are committed to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship, with a solid reputation of reliability and competitive prices for both residential and commercial roof systems. For a free estimate, call Lakeside Roofing at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
The rhythm of the night, on this case, the morning. The Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2. I'm Charlie Marlowe. Filling in for Tim McKernan, we've got Jimmy the Cat Hayes and Doug Big Tuna Vaughn. But Cat, Tuna has actually changed seats in the studio. He's sitting back where
I'm way
Monster
back here in the back. Does this mic work?
It does work.
Hello,
we can hear
London.
You.
Mayday. Yep. Hello, London. Mayday. Mayday.
We got
you. Can you hear me?
All right.
Because sitting in Doug's spot right now is Chris Marshall from the Wellens Pub in studio, and have this great promotion. Throughout the summer, Llewellyn's will be giving away 12 amazing prizes. We've told you about it throughout the week here, Chris, including a trip to spring training. These prizes are really, really good.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We're really excited about this. We've teamed up with you guys, the Cardinals, AB, Maker's Mark, and we're going to have a great summer of watching Cardinals at Llewellyn's Pub. The grand prize winner will get to go down to Florida, watch spring training, and also be the correspondent for this show.
Well, we could use some new blood. We could use a new mix of somebody in here, that's for sure.
You run a successful business. It's a great place. Used to go there all the time when I lived closer to the city. Why us? Why a partner? Like, Cardinals, check, I get it. But this show, why?
You know, we wanted to do something that reaches out to our crowd, and we feel, for whatever reason, you guys are that.
How about that? And not only the trip to spring training, a lot of great prizes. Second prize is a trip to Louisville for the distillery tour and the tasting. Third prize, a VIP tour of Anheuser-Busch for 25 guests. And then you'll have some more prizes you're going to reveal throughout the summer, correct?
That is right. And actually, that second prize is awesome. You get to go down to Maker's Mark Distillery, get to dip your own bottle. I've gotten to do that. It's kind of cool. If you like Maker's Mark, it's a pretty cool thing. And it is old school. It is the way to be to really enjoy bourbon. So if you like bourbon, you might want to win the second prize.
What's dipping a bottle? You dip it right there in the vat?
They actually, if you've ever seen a Maker's Mark bottle, Doug, they are coated with wax and they hand dip. There are two ladies that work this line, probably in their 60s, and they dip those bottles every day. It's awesome.
The red wax at the top, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Doug's only seen the bottom of the bottle.
No, I don't drink enough to know about all this liquor stuff.
Isn't it weird that Doug's back there?
Yeah. It feels
he looks like he's in charge, kind of.
No, he kind of looks like an intern,
it's like
actually.
I'm being punished. You just sit in the back.
You're the dunce in the corner.
Hush up.
Now, you guys have great food at Llewellyn's, and I mean that in all sincerity.
Thank you.
But the one thing missing from your menu, which upsets Doug Tuna Fish Vaughn, is that there are no tuna fish sandwiches.
There are no tuna fish sandwiches. A long time ago, we did. We've replaced that with some other things that we think are a little more, I guess, forward-thinking.
Normal.
But you never know. In the summer, kind of a nice time for tuna. Maybe we will have a tuna fish special.
I don't eat it that much.
The
it's
Doug.
Fine.
Maybe we will call it the Doug.
The
you
Doug.
Know? I think that's a good sandwich.
So, but you would agree then, someone who has a tuna fish sandwich each and every time they eat is a little odd. So.
Yeah, a little mundane, a little boring.
I don't.
No,
I've had it like twice in the last
on.
6 months.
But you're 2 for 2 in your last 2 trips.
Okay, that's, you just happened to ask
part.
Me what I ordered once at an airport and once at Jimmy John's.
What Chris just said, though, is accurate about you can be more forward with a different sandwich. I just put out
this
the,
is supposed to be about Llewellyn's
I understand pub. That. We're weaving it in with our topical discussion here. I just tweeted out. Quote, if you had your choice of any sandwich at a sandwich
for crying
shop,
in a bucket.
Would you choose tuna over all other options? So far, 25 votes, 88% of the audience have said they would choose any other option. Only 12% have said they would choose tuna number one.
Llewellyn's is sending someone to spring training with us. That's what this promotion is about. And you're hung up on tuna fish.
No, Chris from Llewellyn's just said, because he gets it with the menu. They don't have tuna on the menu because only 12%. They cater to the 88%.
Well, that's fine. That's fabulous.
You know,
I really don't
care.
Can
I make a suggestion?
I've eaten at Llewellyn's many times. Yeah. Never once have I said, gee, I sure wish they had tuna fish. Not once.
Which is good, because we don't.
God bless it all.
They have great burgers at Llewellyn's, and I don't know if you're aware, but we have this bizarre fascination with French fries, and your pub fries are as good as
Thank you. We are. We have our pub fries. We have our skinny fries. We obviously have our chips, which we're kind of known for. We slice those ourselves. We've been doing that for 20 plus years. So we love the potato. We represent Ireland well.
And it's a great place to just hang out, too. I mean, the atmosphere is great there. The food's great there.
Well, thank you. And we've added a bunch of TVs in a lot of our places, kind of leading up to this promotion. We think it's a great place to come watch a game. We've got great bucket specials. We're going to do our Maker's Mark cocktail. It's called the Bleed Red. It is served in a mason jar, it's glass type thing, and it's an awesome drink. We just love our partners. We love the vendors we work with. We're loving this partnership. It's going to be great summer.
I was going to say, it seems like, and I'm not just saying this because we work here at 920 and with the Morning After, but the listeners, they really do go out and support the sponsors. You see, any event, whether it's golf or at a bar, people are always coming out, and they love the suspension logule and all that. So do you see that? And I'm guessing they do the free dotum thing, and they love the suspension logule. It seems like they really like to go out to all the places that we talk about on the show.
Yeah, we see that. We did opening day with you guys down at Soulard, and you guys had a nice crowd. We just opened for brunch recently. We've been doing weekend brunch, and we did brunch for opening day, and you guys brought a nice crowd for that.
What's on the brunch menu?
Our brunch menu is kind of, we don't do a buffet or anything like that. It's about 10 items that changes seasonally. We do a quiche of the week. We do a great biscuits and gravy that we use a lamb sausage instead of a traditional sausage, kind of tying into that Irish thing. We've got a great French toast. Actually, one of my daughters created this. It's a French toast stuffed with Nutella and rolled in cornflakes and then fried. It's an awesome French toast.
Oh.
We do lots of different things. We try to keep it fresh. So every weekend you'll see kind of different things on the menu.
You still have that shuttle there at the Soulard to take people to the bull pie?
Yeah, we call that a trolley, actually, other than a shuttle.
Well, pardon the hell out of me.
just a different, yeah, we've got a nice trolley. You get to go down to Soulard, save the parking, get down there and, take the free shuttle over. It's a fun way to get to the game.
Oh, I love the fact, Chris, he puts you in your place because you don't feel like a real host back there. You're just like a guy kind of talking.
Sitting
like,
in the very
like,
corner.
You're back there in the grassy knoll, like, you know, just kind of firing off takes.
It's like the guy at the game. You know, you're watching the game. You got some guy in the back telling you something. I don't know. It's weird.
It's a trolley, Doug. A little respect
for
the sponsor.
Well, it seems like it's a little shuttle. It's
no, a little shuttle. Come on now.
The bus proper is called a trolley.
A little shuttle is what you take.
Jot him down.
A little shuttle is what you take from Enterprise to Enterprise to the TWA. Yeah. But if TWA, I'm dating myself. American Airlines. What am I saying?
It's called sponsor. It's called shuttling people. That's the verb.
It's called trolleying.
The trolley proper is the noun.
We are Celtic. We are a Celtic restaurant, and it's a trolley.
Okay.
Do you have draught beer or draft beer?
Depends how many you've had.
There you go. See, Doug?
Do you call it draught or do you call it all draft?
Draft.
But is it that weird for someone not to know that D-R-A-U, and be honest, D-R-A-U-G-H-T, is it that weird for someone to think that that's not pronounced draft?
If this is your first day in the country, it wouldn't be that
Charlie,
weird.
Charlie.
In the United States of America, we do spell it D-R-A-F-T, Doug.
Charlie, let's just agree, and it happens to all of us, including myself. Every once in a while, there's a piece of pretty much standard information that somehow escaped you.
That has escaped me through 34 years. I'm fine with admitting that. And many people have come to my defense saying they also didn't know that. So I don't think what I'm saying is it's not that big of an error as it's being made to be. It's not like Doug going 2 for 2 with tuna. It's a different situation.
Or calling it a shuttle instead of a trolley,
correct,
which is what
that's
it is.
That's a felony. Mine's more of a misdemeanor.
Shuttle is the verb, fellas.
Now, Chris,
trolley would be the noun.
Since you've actually come in and are now part of the show, Any regrets about this partnership?
No, this is going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. Please listen every day. We're going to announce how to get the entries into the contest. We're going to have a different food item that we're going to kind of just move around our menu. This week it's going to be the Pub Burger, which is one of our famous burgers that we have on the menu. And when you go in and order it, you're going to get an entry. Also, if you are suspended, everyone who is suspended will also get an entry into
really?
The contest.
So you're not really respecting the suspension logule.
I don't know. Respect. I think that's respect. We're giving them a you know, they're going to be off the show, but they get an entry into the contest.
And well, also, Chris, how can you, Chris how can is you, saying he's for redemption.
Yeah, and how can you respect a guy who doesn't know the difference between a trolley and a shuttle?
This is, it'd be like feeding the prisoners. You know, you may have committed a crime, but you're still.
I think we're looking for redemption. I think the society is better with a little bit of redemption.
Okay. Good for you and good for Llewellyn's. I admire that attitude. We could use a little more of it on this show.
I sure like your shuttle.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for coming in and joining us. And we all love Llewellyn's. And the contest, again, we'll tell the listeners about it. You got all summer long. They're giving away 12 amazing prizes at Llewellyn's. The top prize, a trip for two. For two to Cardinal Spring Training with Inside STL, and while we're down there, this person will be the correspondent with CBS Sports Radio. That's the top prize. Second prize, great as well, trip to Louisville for a distillery tour where you get the bottle with the wax on top, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You can dip it, yourself, your own bottle of
There's
liquor
two
there.
Gals that do that, I understand.
Yep. And a third prize, VIP tour of Anheuser-Busch for 25 guests. So again, thanks a lot, Chris, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks,
That's, Chris. That's
Chris
Marshall from Llewellyn's Pub. Six area locations. Central West End, Soulard, St. Chuck, Webster Groves, Wildwood, and Winghaven. Go to llewellynspub.com for more details.
And it's a great place for food if you're looking for a great burger, great fries, or just redemption. Llewellyn's is your place. Thank you, Chris.
Well done. Mm-hmm. I think Chris is a much better host in this spot anyway than Doug, than the intern Doug back there with his headset on.
I don't want to say it, but you're on to something, Charlie.
It is, don't you think it's funny to look at Doug back there? Because he never sits there.
It's not a bad spot.
You look
actually.
Like you don't
belong.
Seamonster
has a computer twice the size of mine.
But you don't look right back there.
I look like I've been punished in the corner here. But it's
the dunce
fine.
In the corner.
I'm fine with it.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Brian Curtis, editor at large for The Ringer, talking about his feature titled "Joe Buck is Underrated." This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studio on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.